This is a radio pastor for the day message by Hank Block for December 2023. Hello, my name Hank Block is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, saved by his grace and now privileged to address you as radio pastor for the day. Today, I would like to consider the meaning of the three different animal types that could be offered as a burnt offering, as noted in the first chapter of Leviticus. The following were permitted: a bullock or young ox, as in verses 3 to 9, a sheep or a goat, as in verses 10 to 13, a bird such as a turtle dove or young pigeon, as read from verses 14 to 17. The sizes of offerings had to do with the ability of the offerer. He who could afford a bullock brought it. If unable to bring a bullock, a sheep or a goat would be allowable, and the poorer people brought a bird. All alike spoke of Christ. The bigger the offering, the more it reflected an understanding of the greatness of the Lord Jesus and the responsibility of the offerer. After all, the Lord told us, to whom much is given, much is expected. The first was a bullock or ox. The unblemished male of the first year was a type of the Lord Jesus Christ offering himself for the perfect accomplishment of the will of God. There was nothing expressive either of weakness or imperfection. We see in this strong, subject, patient ox the strength of the one whose delight and ability was to do the will of God in all things. It was an offering of the very highest order because it was Christ offering himself to God. Yes, Christ in the burnt offering was exclusively for the eye and heart of God. The second was a male sheep or goat. In the sheep, we see him as the voluntarily devoted one who was led as a lamb to the slaughter and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb. As represented by the goat or ram, the Lord is seen in his power before God as being the submissive one who would humble himself even to the death of the cross. A cross-reference to this point would be the ram that took the place of Isaac in Abraham's offering of his son. It was caught in the thicket by its horns, its symbol of strength. While that ram may not have been willing to give its life in the place of Isaac's, the Lord Jesus voluntarily submitted himself to the death of the cross. The third was a turtle dove or a young pigeon. These clean fowl represented the Lord Jesus as the heavenly one. As a bird belonging to the heavens, it flies above the earth. He not only came from heaven, but had a continued connection with his Father at all times. He alone could say, "And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven." John 3, verse 13. And so, we have the three types of offerings, the birds, the sheep and goats, and the bullock or ox. Each Christian has the ability to worship the Lord Jesus in some capacity, from the newest believer to the more mature saint. Some of us may have a feeble apprehension of Christ's greatness in the eyes of God, but we do value him, we love him, we trust him, and so we come to God bringing our offering of fowl. Others may have gained a greater understanding of his worth to God, and so we present a sheep or goat aspect of the sacrifice. And a few can drink in the beauties of the Christ and stand in the presence of God contemplating the great pleasure that the only begotten Son was to his Father. How wonderful it is that each believer has the ability to worship him. This is Hank Block of Mars Hill Radio Canada. It is an honor to spend these few moments with you as your radio pastor for the day. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.